change, cause it's holding weight. Rain dance on my open grave on the solar rays. Weight of the world on my shoulder blades, need a coat of paint. Commentary way too colorful, don't condone the hate. I'm on that climb out, got no money, every night I dine out. Better than them lines, I was buying teeth, I grind down. Still the night out, yeah, I'm yelling, get that shit out of my house. Time out, who's counting? Double H, your money H, huh? We move mountains, do shit for the youth like we were school counselors. Masked up, who's spouting?
That's a doctor, right?
I don't know.
I think
fuck
so.
A doctor that gave me the pill. Stuck at the bottom, perk popping ain't the way cause it kills.
Kill.
But that's a whole other conversation. Cheat code stuck in the bank vault, don't know the combination. Challenge you to a home game, taking everything like cocaine can. If don't change your own energy, energy is everything. What? Like I said before, metaphor. Cinderella, seven doors. Snow White, tell me where you heading for. See the light, Jesus with a head of thorns. Wait, that's not Jesus, that's some devil horns. Rock bottom, back in reservoir. Water here is potable, you know my flow immaculate. And all you hear is quotables, but please leave me alone. Really, I ain't feeling sociable. Really love the team, but I ain't really feeling coachable. Yet alone, approachable. What am I supposed to do? Think outside the box, guess gotta go and post an overview. Post-traumatic stress disorder, that's just not negotiable.
Not negotiable.
I shall not enter Odin's hall with fear.
Generational, that's fine. Just tell the next ones up to get them some work. Tell them get to the work.
Billboard charter, put a mask on. I could pin your dome, I could lead you where the plaques are. Catch me fully loaded, rolling. I click it and clear the fog. You listen to the quotes, my essentials, the spirit of God. No one else, though. I'm 36 chambers, cover stealth mode. White stocking caps, black hoodies, we be yellow style. The here and now is the crown, it's all protocol. You label me a goat, I label you a know-it-all. The feeling of an Adderall, or the feeling of turning down offers for your catalog. Heard y'all playing bottle wars, if I'm tagged in, my bottles is off the carts. Adam Silver brought through the locker room due to me playing banner wars. Listen, must we forget? I originated all that surprise shit, that double entendre shit, that break down the meaning till next year and beyond shit. 718, throne sitting at arm's length. Touche like a toupee was drug under, so it's headshots if they need us to pull a rug from them. But at least if you find a henny and find the runs, then the culprits of it is iron liver and iron lung. One time, if this is a generational curse, the bad coming with it, the fix it how we prefer. Yeah, it's love, young and not gon' get you some work. Love, young and not gon' get you some work. Yeah, if this is a generational curse, the bad coming with it, a fix it how we prefer. Yeah, it's love, young and not gon' get you some work. Yeah, it's love, young and not gon' get you some work.
Is it generational rap or a generational gap? All these generalizations, what generation is that? If we're generally speaking, my generation is back. X generation in general, generating the fact. I'm a track star, them big bras can show you where the racks are. Them fast cars you're fitting to crash out, that's a crash. Bar, blackout, get blacklisted. I'm playing black robbed and cash out, cause credit ain't given for playing black card. Black heart, that part, I spit they backwash. Try and mark you out for you mark us, not that smart. Our dogs go to heaven like DMX, I'm that dark. Paper on the table with guns drawn, now that's art. My profile says I'm a pro with the pronouns. It's protocol to give them the pros and cons, I'm profound. New York sound like we gotta win for the hometown. You give a pound of flesh, you get 10 back like toes down.
Touche like a toupee with blood from a dead drug smuggler. His body rolled up in rug covers. But at least if you find a henny, you can find the runts. Then the culprits of it is iron liver and iron lung. Talk to him,
Touche
Zoo.
Touche like a toupee with drug under. So it's headshots if they need us to pull a rug from him. But at least if you find a henny and find the runts, then the culprits of it is iron liver and iron lung. Talk to him. If this is a generational curse, the bad coming with it, a fix of how we prefer. Yeah, it's love, young and not gon' get you some work. It's love, young and not gon' get you some work. Yeah, if this is a generational curse, the bad coming with it, a fix of how we prefer. Yeah, it's love, young and not gon' get you some work. Yeah, it's love, young and not gon' get you some work.
And we just do it naturally. We never like really plan it. Just like, yo, bro, you know, I got this line. He like, I got this line.
100%.
And before you know it, we got a whole record. You know what I'm saying? It was never like planned for us just to go back and forth. And naturally, we come up with that. We turn in, but we going there.
When I was young, moms made us read Psalms and Proverbs. Now I only say a prayer before I buy birds. I was right out after time served. Steady hand while that nine stirred. Most hustlers got calm nerves.
Follow me like wise words. I gave bags with strings attached like dry herbs.
Shootouts, entertainment, and crime merged. It's hard to describe terms. I can't explain it with kind words.
And I'm a monster, the apex type. Spend five of your paychecks with an Amex swipe. Zane. So I live a safe sex life. My next kid, I'ma get a DNA test twice, huh?
I only talk in body language, y'all's be verbal. A boss can read the room like the Wall Street Journal. All I needed was a small referral. Now I got a doomsday, 2 million cash buried stashed in a 4 feet burrow.
With the hunters run them up.
We went through this town enough. To the hood, I'm coming back. Plug that money counter up. I was down, but now I'm up. Was just a diamond in the rough. You know grinding is a must. Let's plug that money counter up.
Yeah. Now if you see me with a, then this my newest one. And she don't get, but dumb.
If I put a flame to it, it melt quick as aluminum. You trip and land on a brick, you wouldn't know what to do with one.
And y'all know what my music done. Help them navigate through the slum. Show them how to get to and from. Cause I was on the foolish run. And realize a black lawyer is just as good as a Jewish one.
And a jealous friend is a foolish one. In prison for months. Settled in like a monk, a Buddhist one.
He moved tons, but dude was dumb. Went from pies to a crumb. You can't get bum. They should have cut off Judas' tongue. No keys or combinations to the safe. Gotta use a phone.
So much work in that motel, we buying out the floors. And if the trunk ain't big enough, then we gon' hollow out the doors. With the hunters round them up. We went through this town enough. To the hood, I'm coming back. Plug that money counter up. I was down, but now I'm up. Was just a diamond in the rough. You know grinding is a must. Let's plug that money counter up.
Peace, 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 man. You tapping in with One Order Radio, 6 o'clock blitz. It's your host here, Hard Body Dreams, man. Yo, and if you tapping in, man, yo, you tapping into a real special night. Cause we got a special guest in the building, my man Junk.
Yo.
My name is Junk.
That's I.
Yo, man. The brother just laid it down with that. Come on, man. That sinner sermon.
Yeah.
Yo, name the brother to help you produce that again.
That's the homie IR Evan. Works out of the back end recording. Him and the Money Hungry team, Freelance Flint, IR Evan. Those guys run the back end recording. Shout out to those guys. I recorded like the last 3-4 years. Everything has been done through there, pretty much. Mm-hmm. But IR Evan is a beast. He produced like 50% of my No Water in Hell album. I got another project coming out where he's done about 50% of the record. It's going to be another album, 2025, and we just did another 6 tracks in like 2 days, all back to back to back to back, all produced by him. So he's one of my favorite people to work with, bro. That's he's an incredible producer, engineer, artist. He plays every instrument. Like, if he doesn't know an instrument, he'll pick it up and learn it and shit. So yeah, that guy's crazy. Shout out to IR Evan. That's my guy.
Yeah, man. I did actually meet Evan once. When I went to I went down there at the front and did a track with D-Rec.
Word. There you go. Okay, cool.
So
cool.
Did
he engineer the session?
Yeah, he did. Cool. Yeah, he's real cool.
He's a good dude.
I can tell he's just, you know, chill. And that's the thing, man. When you creating, right, you need to be people that are, you need people with you that are like-minded. You know what I mean?
Facts,
bro. You
can
gel with, right?
Yeah.
It just makes everything just flow so much smoother.
Yeah, flow stay with him is perfect. Chill environment. It's perfect, man. But we treat each other horribly on purpose because, like, that's just the energy we have. But we make.
Sounds like me and Horrible.
We make, yeah. No, when you become real close, then you're just like, yo, man.
Yep.
But we work really well together, and we make great music, and I love to do it. So.
So let's talk about that project, Hell and Hot Water, man. Because
no water in hell, yeah.
No water
in
hell. Pardon self.
That's fine.
Now, did it knock off Utopia?
Yeah.
Travis Scott?
I'm in Canada on Apple Music Canada.
Ah! My man making moves.
Come on, man.
My man making moves.
Come on, man.
Where the dump truck at? Where the dump truck?
You know what I mean? Let's talk about that project, bro.
That project was, we dropped it last year, 2023. Mm-hmm. And basically, during COVID, you know, I couldn't tour. I couldn't do all the clubs were closed, all that. So I just... we kind of built the studio, the back end recording. I literally like did the floors in there. I used to do flooring, so I helped with actually construction of the studio. But during the construction phase, we still were recording in there in like a construction zone, basically. And all we did is make music every day in the studio, late nights. And I got to meet a lot of new people in the city that I never really connected with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely.
So all the people that are on that record are basically... music that I did with people from 2021 to 2023, 2022 that I met kind of right after COVID and during COVID. And we just had loose sessions like, oh, this person just is in the studio. Teon Gibbs and Corduroy Floyd and like Messiah and Hungry and Seven Tavis and Freelance Flint, Neeks Up North, all these crazy artists that were just circulating in and out of there for whatever the reason may be. And we just tap into a crazy record. And then it would just sit there and I was like, I got all these records that are beautiful records with all these crazy, incredible people. I want to put it together. So it almost was like a mixtape idea where I curated all the songs. I'm on all the songs too, but I pieced it all together and sequenced it all together. It was more of a mixtape vibe because they were just Lucy's that needed a home, and I put it together into a full project and ended up going number one on Apple Music, beating Travis Scott, and that was lit, you know, in Canada. But took it on the road, did a huge national tour with it, and did really well with it, and sold a lot of merch, and just I'm super grateful that I have fans that support the music that I do. It was hell of a experimental. Like, every project I do, I try to do something completely different. Sonically, conceptually, just, I hate making the same record over and over again, so I like to veer off and try different things and experiment, but I won't put them out unless I'm fully behind them and I feel like the experiment went well, kind of thing. You know, I got more songs that are unreleased than are released.
Yeah.
So those are the songs I really liked, and it turned out well. Like, the record did really well, still doing well. So
that's some
volume one.
Volume one.
I'm gonna do volume two in 2025. Actually, fuck it. Pardon my French. I'll pay $5 to whoever needs the money for swearing too much. But, volume 2 is coming out in 2025. It's done. It's fully mixed and mastered. So I'm look out for that as well. No Water in Hell, Volume 2.
So who do you got featured on?
I haven't even told anyone that I'm doing this, but. Who's on there? I mean, I got Neeks Up North. That's like my actual blood brother, half brother, blood brother. Neeks Up North, he's crazy. Freelance Flint's on there. Ira Evans on there. Bobby Clark's on there. Cody Bailey's on there. Jade Monet's on there. Kripal's on there. Dreesus is on there. I'm not going to say more because there's
That's a lot.
But it's always, I try to do projects with, this project's all about doing music with people that I haven't done music with before or long time ago and it didn't get the shine that it deserved or whatever. So, but I'm excited to drop this record too, 2025.
And so how important it,
how important is it for an artist to really like learn? Because before we came back on air, we mm-hmm. was talking about you know, the courses that you guys were offering
right.
At the studio, right? And mm-hmm. so how important is it for nowadays for an artist to know the business?
I mean, it's almost more, it's sad to say, but it's, I mean, get your passion, do your music, do your art, but what are you going to do with that? So if you don't know the business, it's almost more essential to know the business, you know, than it is to not, because there's a lot of people that I know, I'm not going to name and I'm not hating, but it's like, they're so good at the business. I'm not necessarily like super keen on their music or whatnot. And I don't mean just in rap, just whatever, you know, and they're just crushing the business. They're really smart with how they go about things. And they're doing a lot better than some artists that I believe are like more talented artists, you know, but it's really hard work really does beat talent. You know, if you have the talent and you work hard, it's a match made in heaven. But yeah, it's the business is so key and it's always growing. And every 6 months, it's like you need an update to your own software. Mm. And I mean, like, your internal logistics of how to navigate the business, especially as an indie artist. Like, it's always new things. There's a TikTok, then there's a Threads, then there's this, then there's Even, then there's that. Then just like, man, you know, there's different tools.
Are you plugged in with Even?
I'm tapped in with Even. That Sinner's Sermon joint I dropped on Even like a month ago. Made more money on Even than I did in like 2 years of streaming with a single. So I'm blessed. Shout out to Even.
Yeah, even.biz. If y'all don't know what that is, that's the takeover there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But it's you need to know the business, and just you knowing that, the more information. I mean, just in anything. I mean, not just music. And anywhere you go, if you really know the business in and out, you're gonna do well at it, you know, because you know how all the components are functioning at the same time. So yeah,
go ahead.
I still have so much to learn. Mm-hmm. But I feel I've been doing it for so long as well, 15 plus years, that I do have some knowledge, you know, that I've acquired that others don't, that are way younger than me. And so we shared it in these courses at Colab Studios with Messiah, and it was great to just, you know, have some people soak up some knowledge that wanted to be there and learn a bunch of things. And we're still in contact with those people, and they feel like they really got their money's worth out of it. Yeah, it was beautiful, man. I love sharing knowledge, man.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Absolutely, man. I mean, you know, today's supreme mathematics is knowledge, understanding, right? So knowledge is to know, right? Knowledge is to look, exactly. Learn, observe, and respect, right? And,
yep.
and with knowledge comes wisdom, because wisdom is the application of what you know, right? So once you know something, you know what I mean? You can show and prove it through your ways and actions. Now you get the what? Understanding, right? And so when you understand something, you can teach somebody else, right? And so that's you know.
I'm about to sample that and put that on a record. Thanks.
I mean, you know, 5%, you know what I mean? But so what would you say are like three key things that somebody who's, you know, who's got a lot of talent, right? But they need to work on the business aspect, mm-hmm. you know, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. What would you say are three things that are kind of like, yo, you need to know these things?
I mean,
like kind of like the three staples, if you got one.
First thing is you need to know that you don't know anything. You know what I mean? So even if you think you know, you don't. There's always more knowledge to acquire. So just be
knowledge is infinite.
Knowledge is infinite. So yep. just know, have the knowing to always acquire more or seek more, because it's never enough. That's, you know, and then I think you're set up for success after that one. But yeah, don't also, I know it's really trendy to be trendy and chase trends, but I feel like they call it trends because it's trendy for a moment. If it was something that remains eternal, they would call it golden era, because it's always going to stick around or whatever, you know what I mean? So it's like, don't get stuck on chasing the trends, whether visual content or sonics, because look at all these things that come and go all the time. Yet the Motown's never going away. That's because nobody was, it was just feeling and pure creation. And you know, and same with the boom bap era, 93 golden era stuff, is like, it never goes away, because it was just, was there any rapper that sounded the same? You know, if they did, they would get dissed and they wouldn't even be allowed to be on a record. So
speak on it, my brother.
The originality.
Speak on it.
You know, now I can't, and I'm not hating, and I still listen to everything new, because you got to be tapped in with the youngins and whatnot.
Yeah.
But like, I can't differentiate 500 rappers from the other 500. I'm like,
no,
yo,
no.
They all sound the same, same beats, same vocal treatments. It's very hard to distinguish. And then how do you stay original? And guess what happens to those people? They come and go, and now they're going to do other stuff because they couldn't do it with the music. So don't follow trends. Just be you. If it's not working for a year or two or five, just keep doing you, whatever you love, because maybe that becomes the next trend that they hop on, but you've been doing it already, so you're going to stay original. That's all. You know, that's huge. Don't be trendy. Be you.
Be you. Be you. We always talk about it.
Yeah, man. And then, I don't know, for the third is just, it's a relationship business, you know? So it's a business of relations. So be kind to people. Be humble. Kill the mic. Kill your craft and just be an animal. And then when you're done performing or doing your performative art, whether it's in the booth or a stage, treat people with respect. Whether you think you're more skilled than the next dude, like, that doesn't matter. You're a human being. Treat everybody kindly with respect. Be humble. Because at the end of the day, that kid that you might have mistreated, he, in 5 years from now, he might be the CEO of some, or he might own that club that you wanted to open for, and you did him dirty, and now you're not opening. And I'm telling you this because that was me. I'd always be like, meh. I was on some arrogant tip, you know what I mean? Back in the day, just young, whatever, arrogant, and that's come to bit me in the ass like a few times, where I'm like, damn, I did that person dirty. I apologize and made amends, but it affected business later on. So just be kind and treat people with respect, you know what I mean? Not just in music, that's just a life rule, but
100%.
Yeah.
100%, man. Respect comes first, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I like your principles, brother, you know what I mean? Because there's so much to learn. It's like you never can know everything. You know what I mean? You can never know everything, right? And humility is a big thing, you know what I mean? Cuz look, I just learned something from you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So when it's about equality too, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like when you're dealing with people, it's important to know who you're dealing with, mm-hmm. Right? And to have a clear mental picture of who they are, so you can actually deal with them accordingly, right? And like, you never know who's who in the zoo, unless you're really examining them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, shout outs to Junk for that. You know what I mean?
Appreciate it, man.
So, who was the first crew that you rapped with?
Oh. First crew I ever rapped was with, I can't speak English anymore. I my German's kicking in. Yeah, it was the first crew I rapped with. Yo, it's the first crew I rapped with. The first crew I rapped with was Deeper Than Bottomless, Northern Images. That was like, I moved to the Kootenays, right, when I first came here. So that was like Nelson, BC. So shout out to Depth and Pete Payne. Those were the first rap, and DJ Ripple. We had a group called Carpe Diem, was a two-man group. And then I had Northern Images, was us three. And then Deeper Than Bottomless was the whole collective. That was way back when I was 13, 14 years old. But then I moved to Van, because I needed more opportunities. Nelson was, shout out to Nelson, but too small. So I moved to Van City, and then I linked up and with Hungry, who's my still longtime collaborator and homie, one of my best friends, and we started Household together alongside Cole Brownstone, Catch 23, Spire, Eng, and then now it's just, the Household is just a growing collective of like-minded individuals. We started in Vancouver, and we got engineers, producers, singers, rappers, graphic designers, artists, photographers, videographers, with Neff, Shot by Devin, Hungry, Imperative, Mason Rex, Eng, Starcore, IR Evan, Messiah, Freelance Flint, the whole Money Hungry crew. We're all working together right now. So it's just like a pool of people that use their resources, pool them together, and all help each other out and try to get each other jobs with other people that we know. And it's just a big network, you know.
Community, man.
Yeah, it's a community thing, and it's a
culture.
Yeah, man. And it's Household. I didn't come up with the word, with the name Household, but it's a great brand. I mean, it's tattooed on me, so it's better be good, you know, but it's literally a house. And you know, if you have these values, humility, being kind, killing your craft or whatever it is, and you just show respect and be humble to everybody, the door's open, come sit in our house, and you're welcome to kick it and watch some television and eat our food and hang out together. And that's what Household is all about, bro. So and the movement is growing. So shout out to anybody supporting the Household merch too out there.
I like that, brother. Yeah, I like that build. You know what I mean? That breakdown. I can see it visually, right?
Thank you, man.
You know, because it is about community. And you know, from what I've seen out here is that there's a lot of individualism going on. You know what I'm saying? Instead of collectiveness.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Now, mind you, not everybody's on the same frequency, right? And so there's only so long you can be at a certain frequency, and people don't want to rise to that frequency, right? That's something different, right?
For sure.
But what you just explained to me is that you have a serious team. And everybody plays their position within that team
mm-hmm.
in order for the team to win.
100.
Right?
100. 100. I got a lot of weaknesses. I got a lot of strengths. But it's all about once I started learning that my weaknesses may be other strengths, that's when the team really builds. Because I got my weaknesses, I know them.
Yeah.
But where they're weak, yeah. I know the guy that's really good at those things. I'll holler at him. Hey, yo, I need this, this, and this. Boom. And it's vice versa. And that's the, how we just win as a collective. You know what I mean? So, but that mentality that we were just talking about, even the conversation before, the three things you should do or whatever, that's really just household is more of a mentality more than a record. I mean, it's household records, but we do production, we produce, we just, you know, we just want to leave a legacy of leaving people feeling inspired and like they can do their own thing as well. That's what household is, bro. It's just, it's a mentality of togetherness, collectiveness, when you can rise up to the occasion together, power numbers type thing, you know?
And I hear that as like, it's almost like that's your mission statement, yeah. but also, you know, because I'm in an entrepreneurial course, right? So mm-hmm. kind of like it's like a UVP, right?
Word.
Your unique value proposition, right? And so,
word.
You know, it's beautiful, brother. It's beautiful. I remember Cody. He used to battle rap, right?
Cody the Catch?
Yeah.
No, I think he's still battle rapping, bro. He's
great. Did you battle back? Did you?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Battle rap back.
I battled a lot, man. I battled in high school at recess and lunch in Nelson. But then
on,
it's like,
man.
Who
All
am I battling
day, I
in Nelson? No one has like. So I moved to Vancouver, and yeah, and then I remember my first taste ever was battling at a Rent Money battle.
I remember those.
Emotions, that was his thing, and it was
yep.
at the Media Club, and
yep.
My first time ever going, I ended up winning, and
okay.
Yeah, I moved here from now. I was so nervous and shook, bro. I was on some B-Rabbit vibes. I was, no, my friend signed me up. He's like, I signed you up. You're going to kill it. I'm like, oh, man, I'm so nervous. But, you know, big city. I was like, oh.
So, do you remember who you battled?
Yo, I think I battled Paper Chase in the final round.
Yeah.
But I battled, yeah, I don't know. There's like Greg B or something like that. I battled Hungry and Aspire. All these
yeah.
guys that I was battling became my homies after. And
yeah.
then we kind of built a thing together. But through battle rap, I made my credibility in the city as, you know, an MC to be revered or whatever. And but I also made a lot of friendships and connections through just being down in the trenches and just getting dirty and just, you know, battling each other outside, then inside, then back outside. And yeah, you know, definitely battling shaped a huge part of who I was as an MC. You know,
absolutely.
Being hungry, being battle tested and battle ready.
Absolutely.
You need that as an MC. Like,
absolutely. Build confidence,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, ciphers, battles, all that. Like, that is the true MC right there. There's nothing fresher than entering a cipher and slaying, you know, that energy, that raw.
Yeah.
Energy of slaying a cipher, and I know you know, I've seen you out there, so I'm like, it's nothing better than that. That's true. That is emceeing at its purest form, in my opinion, you know? So
I'm with you on that, brother, because, you know, I think, and look, not everybody can battle, right? Like, not everybody can do it, right?
No.
But for me, it definitely it allowed me to step out of my comfort zone. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because like I was battling before I even made a song.
Right. No.
You see
of course.
What I'm
of course. Me too. That's how it came up.
Right.
Let's battle. Like.
You know what I mean? Let's like. I, what,
oh, you
want to
be on my song? Let me hear you.
Yeah.
Let me, here's the reason too. I'm a bit, whatever, right?
Just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So look, man.
Respect.
It is, bro. It's it builds confidence, right? And you know, I love battle rap. I love watching the battle rap, man. So, but listen, man, we gonna come back, man. We gonna jump in some more tunes, man.
Word.
Y'all tuning in right now? One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz. We got Junk in the building.
Is there?
Digital, drop them bombs.
Oh, you dead.
John Q. My father gave his whole heart for his sons. My father wouldn't even blink. He'd be taking your heart if his son needed one. Gave us near everything under the sun. Showed how to move and you come from the slums. Taught me to shave and to pull up and stunt. We don't sneak through the back, but we walk through the front. Watch how they serve us like all these nice white folk. Cause money is green. You said I was big as my dreams. Like Hurricane, you would get wrongly accused, but your character stayed when they finished the scene. Forever remain. They can't even fathom or measure your pain.
Your father was dead when you started to walk, but you let me do it again and again. You held my hand, you held me up. Remember the Titan, that's my only father. You held me down, was holding my daughter. Said you needed rest, couldn't go any farther. Cause you the Messiah, you was the martyr. You was my goal, you my LeBron. You set me free to discover the dust, but you always there when I needed the dawn. I can't believe that you were giving to me. What have I done to ever receive a personal hero for free? And what would I pay? Could not be explained for one conversation. To let me just say that every sacrifice you ever made was worth it, cause my daughter's finna be great. And I know I could never